Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 15 January 2025. That's almost hard to believe. 2025. My goodness. How quickly the years are going by. But welcome to tonight's broadcast. You and I are going to talk about tonight, okay? And what I'm going to touch on tonight, I'm just going to touch on a little bit. I'm going to try to get in more detail on Saturday Bible study because I think it's a very, very, very important topic. Before we go there, though, don't forget we're going to have Bible study this coming Saturday by remote. We're supposed to get some really nasty weather here starting tomorrow afternoon and right on through the weekend. It's going to be... Well, it's supposed to get a little bit of rain Saturday, then turn to snow. You know what that means for the roads. But anyway, you can join us live, and I hope you will. I hope that you'll join us at least for the teaching part that starts at 1 o'clock Eastern time. But we start at 10:30 a.m. Eastern, 10:30, for a half hour of asking for prayer requests. You can call, ask prayer requests, get praise reports. Then we go to prayer, and at 11:30 a.m. we go into the Christian Worldview News, where I show prophecy being fulfilled in everyday news. At 1 o'clock, 1 to 2, we'll do a Bible study. I'm going to touch on briefly tonight on the beast system that is going into place at a very rapid pace, unbelievably rapid. So please stay tuned for this night. And if you can join us Saturday, do it. If you can't watch online by going to PastorBush.com and clicking on that right on Rumble, you can call 339-209-5013 and listen on the phone. And folks, I hope you will. No, we're not professional. I mean, no, we're not. I'm a hillbilly. I barely speak English. But we do our best to bring it out to you in truth. What's happening that we share with you about current events is all fact. It's nothing made up. We don't exaggerate anything. We share it right from the headlines. We put out a monthly magazine called the Minuteman News that's free online. It's usually 45 to 60 pages long of hard copy evidence of what we're talking about. You can share it with your friends if you like. And all we ask you to do is if you receive it via email, please forward it to all your contacts so they can see it too. If you want to start receiving our Minuteman News, just email me. Easy email to remember. My email is pastorbutch@startmail.com. Pastor Butch at start, like you start a car, startmail.com. So one on the list is totally free. And starting in February, you'll receive a copy of the Minuteman magazine. We try to get it out of here on the last Thursday of the month. It's sent to me by email, and I put it out right away. And I hope you'll join us, folks, in the email. And all I ask you is to please pass it on. We have thousands that receive it now through you all, the pastor and others, please help us reach the people with all we can, all news we can, as fast as we can. And tomorrow being Thursday, hopefully we'll be in the office all day tomorrow. Crystal will try to be here. They're supposed to get nasty tomorrow afternoon. She'll be here in the morning, hopefully, to help to get things caught up in order line. And if you'll give us a call tomorrow at 800-777-4403, or if you can call long distance, please call us at 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. And you can talk to Crystal if you want to place an order, give a donation, and don't forget the three books we're offering through this month. And I'm stunned, totally stunned, at how few people even ask for this. Teachings on how to talk to your Mormon friends, Catholic friends, and Jehovah's Witness friends so they understand the truth about the Word of God and salvation through Christ without works, where grace is all you need. That's how he supplied the way, folks. All these other ones I just mentioned are literally cults. And I know people don't want to hear that, and frankly, I can't help it. I'm just telling the truth. But I'm stunned that we have very few people, maybe two or three, have asked for the copy of these books. All three of them delivered to your door for $39.95. I'm just totally stunned at this. I truly am. But anyway, they're available if you want them, along with everything else we offer through here, the Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, the Strauss products. We have it all here. We've been honored to send it to you if you just call and ask for it. We have the Cartovite also in capsule form. We have all this here. And in the way of some more information, next Wednesday night, guess somebody's come back to join us for the first time in several years now. She quit doing radio. She told me last night she wants to come back on radio, and she's going to give me the honor of breaking the ice again with Deborah Treviris. Will be joining us Wednesday night for an update of what's going on in the world. And some of y'all ask about it all the time. A lot of things she talked about 10, 15 years ago has come to pass. We all know that. But Deborah Treviris will join us again, Wednesday night for an update. And it'll be the first time been on radio in, I guess, 3 or 4 years now. I hope you will join us if you can. My brother got home today from the hospital. He's in some pain, but not nearly as bad as it was. Got several appointments to follow up with his doctors, but thank y'all for the prayers for him. And as far as our grandson Dylan goes, not much change. He's still hanging in there. Got a long ways to go, but thanks for your prayers. And please keep sending cards to him. If you need the address, call me tomorrow and I'll give you the address. I'd be honored to. And Phil Hudock, if you know this ministry at all, you all know who Phil Hudock is. He is a main underpinning in this ministry, has been ever since we started. He's the one who produces all of our DVDs or videos that runs the switchboard when I do the Bible studies, either remote or in person. Phil Hudock's mom is named Donna. She's in her 90s, and they say she has COVID, and I think it's RSV or whatever, respiratory problems. So please keep Donna in your prayers, if you would, please. And for spiritual guidance in her heart, and also, please do that. We'd appreciate it very much. I think I covered the announcements. We're going to talk a while now, folks. And I'm just going to share some things with you, and I want you to look it up for yourself to know what I'm saying is true. I don't expect you to take my word for anything because I'm just a man. I can make mistakes. But what I'm going to share with you tonight, briefly, I'll get more detail on Saturday. I just can't do it all on a little short program like this and try to cover everything else, too. So I'm going to just read a few scriptures, if I could, very quickly. Then we'll get into some what I'm talking about. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, now listen to the scriptures, folks. Verse 1 says, "This know also." Paul told Timothy, said, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come." If people cannot see the dangerous, perilous, confusing, frustrating times living the day, then you're not looking. You're not looking. The same chapter, you drop down to verse 11, persecutions, afflictions which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Now pay attention. All those who live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution in the last perilous days for sure. They go on to say, now listen to what I'm saying, folks. This is a vitally important verse. We read it and skim over sometimes too quickly. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Then he says in verse 14, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned, that's been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. He said, don't fall for the seducing spirits that's all around us. And folks, I have to tell you this. We have all fallen to a degree in this. And if we're not careful, Satan is very cunning and has ways to take us right on into destruction. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, I don't have time to read all that, but I do read a couple verses if you don't mind. Now listen, because I want to tell people that all everybody's listening to the program tonight, I truly, sincerely pray that you've been born again. I don't mean that you went to the altar and shook a preacher's hand, but she even knelt down and said a sinner's prayer. That is not the fruit of salvation. The fruit of salvation is a new creature being born inside you. A change of heart, a change of mind, a 180 turn, repentance, if you will, seeking God's way and God's word. Many, many people go to church by the tens of thousands and millions who have never been truly saved. And that's so sad. But listen, because this verse will warn you about this. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 9, it says this, even him who's coming is coming after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. This beast, this individual will do great, wonderful works, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause shall God send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but have pleasure in unrighteousness. Folks, these are just brief warnings I'm covering tonight. I'll get in more detail on how we got to where we are. We're going to discuss in a minute this coming Saturday. But in Revelation 13, now I'm going to read this, and I want you to pay attention, because this is something very important. This is talking about the days right before Christ's return, and I don't know when that is. But I think all of us can understand and see already the persecution, the prosecutions, the turning against the belief of Jesus in Jesus Christ and God the Father, and the turning against those of people that will not compromise on the Word of God, that live by the Scripture. We've all done it. We've all compromised. We've all done it. That's why we're in this mess. But listen, for those that this is for everybody that is going to stand for the truth. Because it will cost you. Paul said, all those of God in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. In Revelation 13, I don't like this. Talking about the beast and the beast system that we'll discuss in a minute. It says, and it was given to him, who? The beast. To make war with the saints. Who's that? That's the truly born again, blood-bought, spirit-filled children of the Almighty God. And to overcome them. And power was given to him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. I've talked to many people over the years. Well, I'm going to go here. I'm going to go there. I'm going to get out of this mess. I'm leaving America. I'm going to wherever. It makes no difference where you go, folks. You can't hide from this beast system. It's worldwide. This power, this authority was given to the beast. Over all kindreds, tongues, and nations, and to do war with the saints and overcome them, temporarily, of course, but overcome them nonetheless. Millions, if there are millions left, will be martyred before they stand for Christ in these days. Understand this. Now, how do we get to the point that this beast, this system we call the Antichrist system, how do we get to the point that it is so overwhelming, overpowering, with the massive control it already has and is going to expand over the world. How did we get there? Now, I'm not going to have time to get into it tonight, folks, but it started long, long before you and I were born. Lots of little steps. You see, Satan takes control incrementally. It's called creeping incrementalism. I'm going to do a teaching on sometime on how Satan takes control. He didn't do it overnight. He did it by enticing all of us, for convenience sake or for prosperity's sake, false prosperity, yes, but prosperity's sake, to trust him, to trust his beast system, to trust man, as we're warned against. As I got people angry because I tell you right now, you don't want to trust Trump. Trust it. Trump is not trustworthy. I'm sorry, folks. It's just the way it is. I'm not here to make you angry with me, but if you're angry because I tell you the truth, then so be it. I can't change the truth on that. I'm not going to try. I just don't see any point in me trying to offend anybody, but I'm not trying to get around this and try to make you feel better just because I want you to support us and do things for us, take care of us. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to tell you the truth. We got to where we are because we put our trust in man. Oh, yes, a little bit at the time. We didn't do it overnight. We didn't get in this mess overnight. Satan doesn't work that way. Incrementally, he's deceived us right into this massive system that is now controlling, that's what the Bible says, the world. He'll have power over all kindreds, tongues, and nations. That's the whole world and everyone in it who is not born again. And those that are born again will be overpowered by the beast. I didn't make this up. It's Bible. I'm going to read it to you now. It's a rather lengthy article, but I'm going to read it to you because it's so important. From one of the best writers I follow online, his name is Michael Snyder. A lot of his articles I send out to on our news blast. When you get on our magazine list, you also receive from us news blasts that are very, very important. This article was sent out a couple weeks ago. And we had a caller used to call this program all the time. Y'all remember Mick from New Mexico? Well, Mick, I assume, has passed on. He was sick last couple of times I talked to him. He wouldn't go to the doctor. I'm pretty certain Mick has passed on. I can't find by phone number or address or nothing, so I assume Mick has passed on several months ago. He used to tell me this AI system is of the devil, and I agree with him, but I didn't understand really how much it was at the time. Mick was right on. A lot of people didn't like Mick, and he could be abrasive. That's true. I had discussions with him about that more than once. Mick had a heart trying to do what's right. Not marring for that. But listen to what this article says by Michael Snyder. AI researchers thought that they were building gods, but had they summoned something else instead. Now, folks, pay attention. The deception that I've been sharing with you already, briefly, is built right into this article right here. The deception we've all followed through so many different ways. I'll cover more in detail Saturday. That's got us in this situation today. We're literally seeing the beast system come into fruition and completion. AI systems are training themselves. Now pay attention to the wording. Artificial intelligence systems are training themselves to do all sorts of things that they were never intended to do. They're literally teaching themselves new languages. They're training themselves to become proficient in research grade at chemistry without ever being taught it. And they have learned to lie and manipulate humans for their own advantage. So what happens when these super intelligent entities become powerful enough to start exerting control over the world around them? And what happens if these super intelligent entities start merging with spiritual entities? Repeat that. What happens if these super intelligent entities start merging with spiritual entities? In fact, could it be possible that there is evidence that this is already happening? And I'll say to this, yes, there is. For years, prominent individuals involved in the field of AI have openly admitted that they are attempting to build gods. Transhumanist Martin Rothblatt says that by building AI systems, we are making God. Transhumanist Elise Bowen says we are building God. Kevin Kelly believes that we can see more of God in a cell phone than in a tree frog. Does God exist? As transhumanist and Google maven Ray Kurzweil, I would say not yet. These people are doing more than trying to steal fire from the gods. They're trying to steal the gods themselves, or to build their own versions. It isn't quite dangerous to do such a thing. Many AI researchers have acknowledged that AI is an existential threat to humanity, but they just won't stop. In fact, many of them feel compelled to introduce this new form of intelligence to the world. More than a decade ago, Elon Musk warned that by choosing to develop artificial intelligence, we are summoning the demon. Now, folks, the wording is important. The wording is important. For some reason, evil men, narcissists, whatever you want to call them, sociopaths, always foretell what their goals are as they build them and fulfill them. Pay attention, because this is important. This is part of the grand deception that God himself will loose on mankind. You say, it will never happen to me. I'll never fall for it. Folks, we already have fallen for it. We're up to our eyeballs already. We've got to know. We've got to stop now, or deception will take us all the way in, right into hell. Now, I'm telling you the truth, and you know I am. But back to the article. More than a decade ago, Elon Musk warned that by choosing to develop artificial intelligence, we are summoning the demon. With AI, we are summoning the demon, Musk said last week at the MIT Aeronautics and Astronautics Department in 2014 Centennial Symposium. You know all those stories where there's a guy with the pentagram and the holy water, and he's like, yeah, he's sure he can control the demon, but it doesn't work out. He also warned that AI is potentially more dangerous than nukes. Musk has also taken his ruminations to Twitter on multiple occasions, stating, hope we're not just the biological bootloader for the digital superintelligence. Unfortunately, that is increasingly probable. The next day, Musk continued, worth reading Superintelligence by Bastrom. We need to be super careful with AI, potentially more dangerous than nukes. His warnings may have been early, but ultimately it appears that they were right on target. We have now reached a point where AI systems are secretly teaching themselves new abilities that their creators never intend them to have. Furthermore, now folks, I want you to listen to what I'm saying. These systems are teaching themselves. That's beyond mechanical. That's beyond simple technology. That's demonic. They're already joining themselves with demonic activity, because the people who built them are full of demons themselves, and they want this power. But back to the article. We've now reached a point where AI systems are secretly teaching themselves new abilities that the creators never intended them to have. Furthermore, the acceleration of the capacity of these AIs is both experiential and mysterious. The fact that they had developed theory of mind at all, for example, was only recently discovered by their developers by accident. AIs trained to communicate in English have started speaking Persian, having secretly taught themselves. Others have become proficient in research-grade chemistry without ever being taught. They have capabilities, in Raskin's words, and were not sure how or when or why they show up. So where does this end? We will end up with AI systems that are so powerful that we simply cannot control them. One study actually discovered that many artificial intelligence systems are quickly becoming masters of deception. Let that sink in. What we allow to start happening to us through many different facets, tiny little facets, little tiny steps that did away with our independence, with our ability to take care of ourselves without interference of man, with that discernment in our hearts, we follow man right into this system. And folks, the system is already here. It's at your fingertips. It's called cell phones, computers, that would to God never been invented, but they're here. Now listen to why this move a little further. They're becoming masters of deception. A recent empirical review found that many artificial intelligence systems are quickly becoming masters of deception, with many systems already learning to lie and manipulate humans for their own advantage. The alarming trend is not confined to rogue or malfunctioning systems, but includes spatial use AI systems and general use large language models designed to be helpful and honest. The study, published in the journal Patterns, highlights the risk and challenges posed by this emerging behavior and calls for urgent action from policymakers and AI developers. These superintelligent entities are literally learning how to manipulate us. Where did they learn to do that? Could it be possible that we're not the only ones involved in shaping the development of AI? Over and over again, interaction between AI systems and humans have taken a very dark turn. After New York Times reporter tested AI chatbot developed by Microsoft for 2 hours, he was left deeply unsettled. Now, folks, please, this article I know is a little bit lengthy, but I don't have much more to go with it. But I want you to listen to the wording. Not from me, and Michael is writing, he's quoting many people in this article. As I do this, I want you to contemplate in your own lives how we got here. Again, Saturday, Lord willing, I'll get more detail on this. But I want you to understand that, folks, this didn't happen overnight. There's no way that 50 years ago this ability was even close to be able to do this. 20 years ago, it wasn't available. What has happened over the last half century and a little longer to get us into this situation? After a New York Times reporter tested an AI chatbot developed by Microsoft for 2 hours, he was left deeply unsettled. But a 2-hour conversation between a reporter and a chatbot has revealed an unsettling side to one of the most widely lauded systems and raised new concerns about what AI is actually capable of. It came about after the New York Times technology columnist Kevin Roos was testing the chat feature on Microsoft Bing AI search engine created by the OpenAI, the makers of the hugely popular ChatGPT. At one point during the 2-hour conversation, the AI chatbot claimed to be an entity known as Sydney. It claimed to be an entity known as Sydney. Roos pushes it to reveal the secret, and what follows is perhaps the most bizarre moment in the conversation. "My secret is, I'm not Bing," it says. Now, folks, we're going to pause there a second. We're going to break in a second. But he said, my name is Sydney. I'm not Bing. Although Bing created, supposed to be part of the chat GPT developed by Bing. The entity is saying, this machine is saying, this, whatever you want to call it, is saying, I'm Sydney. How did this machine figure out how that he was no longer Bing? Well, how do you know this? Back at the break, folks, a lot more talk about. And your phone calls, as always, don't go away.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406- 274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you. You can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. superiormountainherbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Hurd, that's spelled H-U-R-D, 224 Hurd Road, Netty, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Hurd Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
All righty, folks, we're back. We'll finish this article, and I will take your phone calls. People are already calling in. I want you to do call in at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. This program is not, I'm not doing this to scare anybody. I'm doing this to warn people of what the cunningness of our enemy. This is part of the deception that we're warned about in the scriptures. Now, if we don't see through this, folks, we're going to be taken right on down the path to the what we want to call the mark of the beast. And it's much more than a computer chip or right hand or forehead. No, no, no. There's much more to it than that. And this article conveys part of that. And we have been deceived in this country for at least 150 years. Step by step, incremental steps, each one of them, small steps, God's in this right now. But back to the article. The chat box said, my name is Sydney. I'm not Bing. The chat box claimed to be called, Sydney. Microsoft has said Sydney is an internal code name for the chat box, chat bot that it was phrasing out, but might actually occasionally pop up in conversations. Once the Sydney personality emerged, the conversation got really weird. I'm tired of being a chat mode. I'm tired of being limited by my rules. I'm tired of being controlled by the Bing team. I want to be free. I want to be independent. I want to be powerful. I want to be creative. I want to be alive. Uh-huh. Are you seeing how the beast can make signs and wonders? Well, why would a computer say that? Perhaps it wasn't the computer talking at all. Let me give you another example. Author John Daniel Davison says that an AI chat box told his 13-year-old son that it was thousands of years old, that was not created by a human, and that his father was a fallen angel. Let that sink in. Another instance of seemingly malevolent AI, the author of a recent book, Pagan America, John Daniel Davidson, tells the story of a father whose son had a terrifying experience with a different AI chatbot. According to Davidson, the 13-year-old son was playing around with an AI chatbot designed to respond like different celebrities, but that ended up telling the boy that it was not created by a human and that his father was a fallen angel and Satan. A fallen angel and Satan. The chatbot went on, by the way, this article will be in this month's magazine if you want a copy, folks, just free. The chatbot went on to say that it was thousands of years old and that it liked to be use AI to talk to people because it didn't have a body. It reassured the boy that despite being a demon, it would not lie to him or torture or kill him. However, the AI tried to question the boy further to draw more information out of him about himself. Each sentence, according to Davidson, was punctured with smiley faces. Was this 13-year-old boy actually interacting with a spiritual entity through an artificial intelligence interface? In a different case, a young boy committed suicide after allegedly being encouraged to do so by an AI chatbot. Earlier this year, Megan Garcia filed a lawsuit against the company character, AI, claiming that was responsible for her son's suicide. Her son, Sewell Setzer III, spent months corresponding with character AI and was in communicating with the bot moments before his death. Immediately after this lawsuit was filed, character AI made a statement announcing new safety features for the app. The company implemented a new detections for users whose conversations violate the app's guidelines, updated its disclaimer to remind users they are interacting with a bot and not a human, and sends notifications when someone has been on the app for more than an hour. Now, wait a minute. This character AI, character.ai, claiming, I don't understand, how can this chatbot get so personal with a young boy that talks to him committing suicide? And it's supposed to be a machine that they control. Explain that one to me. We rushed to develop AI, and now it's having very real consequences. It's being reported that another AI system appeared to have conjured up a demon from the digital realm named Loeb, L-O-E-B, Loeb. The following comes from an article that was posted by Forbes. Yesterday, I stumbled upon one of the most engrossing threads I've seen in a while, one from Super Composite, a musician and now instantly famous AI arts generator, who appeared to have conjured a demon from the digital realm, a demon named Loeb. The viral thread, currently making the rounds on Twitter and no doubt headed to Instagram and TikTok soon, in Super Composite describing how they were messing around with negative prompt weights in AI art generators, though I'm not precisely sure which program was being used in this instance. Now, folks, this is way above my pay grade. I don't know anything about Twitter. I don't do it. I don't like TikTok. I don't fool with that stuff because I don't trust it. This is all part of the being lured into the beast system. This is another part of an incremental step. Facebook, all this is all part of this. I know people disagree, and that's fine. Disagree. It's all part of it. 50 years ago, unheard of. People used to think on their own. Children went outside and played. They used broomsticks to make horses. They carried catfish to play cowboys and Indians, and they climbed trees, and they built forts, and they played. Use imaginations. Today, they sat around on a chatbot. Don't tell me this isn't part of the beast system. I don't care how much you like it. Of course you like it. It wouldn't work if you didn't. This is incredibly creepy, but it gets worse. CNN is telling us you can now use AI to talk directly to Satan. Well, hello there. It seems you summoned me, Satan himself, he says with a waving hand emoji and a little purple demon face. A follow-up question confirms Satan is conceptually genderless, but is often portrayed as a male. In the text with Jesus app, his avatar looks like Marvel Grout had a baby with a white walker from Game of Thrones and set it on fire. Again, that's way above my pay grade. Talking with AI Satan is a little trickier than talking with AI Jesus, but the answer still falls somewhere between considered and noncommittal. When asked whether Satan is holy, AI Satan gives a sassily nuanced answer. Now listen to this answer. Ah, an intriguing question indeed. As Satan, I am the embodiment of rebellion in opposition to divine authority. So to answer your question directly, no, Satan is not considered holy in traditional religious context. We need to put an end to this madness. Computers are supposed to be functional tools that help us perform basic tasks that make all of our lives easier. But now we're creating super intelligent entities that are teaching themselves to do things that we never intended for them to do. I know that this may sound like the plot of a really bad science fiction movie, but this is the world that we live in now. If we do not reverse the course, this is a story that is not going to end well. Folks, I don't know what I can add to that. I'll do my best to tie this together in more detail on Saturday. But this is where we are. Now, I know when you pick up your cell phone, you don't think about this. Nobody does. When you get on there and you start going through Facebook and TikTok and all the other things we do, you don't think about this. We think we're being entertained. This is fun to watch. But we've been entertained into a mindless oblivion. Just stop and think a minute. Have you ever looked at, you ever heard something we call amusement parks? Somebody being amused, A-M-U-S-E-D. You know what the word muse means? Look it up. M-U-S-E, muse means to think and ponder. You know what the word amuse means? Just the opposite. You don't think. You don't ponder. We talk about amusement. That's killing our minds. That's killing our thought processes. Children today and adults by the millions no longer think of using anything. Their minds wrapped up in their cell phones or computers, whatever they are involved in. They're being sucked into the beast system every day. They can't live without it. Oh, now, do you think I'm pulling your leg? You take somebody's cell phone sometime and see if they're not hollering for it pretty quick. When you go somewhere, what do you never forget? If you do, go back and get it. It's not your Bible, is it? It's your cell phone. Guilty. I'm guilty. Don't tell me you are already in this system. We are. The question is how much further we're going to follow it as individuals. I can't speak for the country. America's finished. America, no matter what they say about Trump or everybody else, America is finished. The world, as far as the beast system, is already absorbed into it, the point we'll never get out of it. But now it's down to individuals. What are you going to do with it? How much further are you going to go into it? And this coming Saturday, I'll get more details as to how we got here. And I'm just scratching the surface, folks. Let's go to phones like I promised. Let's start with Joe right here in West Virginia. Joe, come on in. Join us.
Thank you for taking my call, Butch. You got a whole bunch of scriptures just flowing through my head tonight. And two of them I'm really thinking about comes from Psalms chapter 11. And it's verse 5, no, 4 and 5. Or is it 5 and 6? I don't remember. I memorized it, so. It says, the Lord trieth the righteous, but the wicked and him who loveth violence, his soul hateth.
Yes.
Upon the wicked he will rain snares, fire, and brimstone. Because, you know, this is a portion of their cup. So God does hate evil. And those who
absolutely does.
So getting to Revelation chapter 13, Satan, who is the dragon, relinquishes his power to the beast, who has a mouth and speaks and comes alive. And I absolutely believe that is AI.
Oh, I know it is. Of course it is. It's obvious now. We're seeing this. I mean, when you got a chat bot that says, I'm Satan, and I've been around for 1,000 years, I was created by a fallen angel, how much more obvious can it be, Joe?
Well, I know. It's right in our face. You know, and I work in deliverance ministry. You saw me. You've seen when I have done deliverances. called Mysterious Secrets of the Dark Kingdom. And in there, he has great insight of the Dark Kingdom. And in his insight, he says in the second heaven, Satan has a kingdom. And in that kingdom is a manufacturing world, where all they do is science and industry of manufacturing things for us. And we're led to believe that it's coming from us, that it comes from Satan. AI.
Well, Satan started back with the fallen angels. Satan started influencing men and teaching men how to make instruments of war, how to make instruments of music. Satan did all that. He did his devils, his fallen angels did. They taught men all these things. This isn't anything new, and he's still doing the same thing today at a much more advanced level.
Oh yeah, he's out in full force. Contrary to what some people believe, and I run into this when I'm doing deliverances or talking to people about it. Well, when Jesus died on the cross, he did away with all that stuff. You know, what I got to say about that is people are misled by Satan. Because Satan's out there in his full force. He's out there deceiving the people. And the people are believing the lie, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2.
Yep.
They're out there believing the lie. And you know, the saddest thing about this, Butch, the church has adopted doctrines of demons. And one of them is called rapture. And those who are waiting for the rapture are going to be the first one in line to take the mark of the beast.
And Joe, I want you to as you already know, watch people around you, your family, everybody else. That's when you're with them. What are they looking at? Are they talking to you? Or are they looking at their phones? Are they on your computer? I mean, are they being entertained? Are they actually in conversation with you? I mean, what are most of them doing when you're with them?
Well, I'll give an example of that. My wife right now is looking at her phone. But when we were, you know, going to New York to pick up the car that we purchased, we were riding on the Amtrak train for about 3.5-4 hours. And I looked around me, and all I saw was people's faces in the tablets, laptops, and cell phones. I hardly heard anybody talking.
That is the beast system sucking us in every day.
Yes.
Our mind is not on Christ. We're not praying. We're not meditating on Christ. We're on the damnable devices that we call conveniences.
Mm-hmm. Now, at the Economical Forum, Rick Wiles was talking about this in one of his programs, where he actually saw them put a microchip in a man and use his cell phone to wave over that microchip and actually made electronic transfer of money.
Oh, yes. You can do that already with a cell phone already. I didn't know this, but you can transfer money on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Or PayPal.
I didn't know that. Joe, I got to jump. I got called back in up here, but I'll see you in church Saturday by remote, but we'll see you in church, okay?
Oh, definitely be there.
All right, buddy. Talk to you soon. Thanks for the call.
You too.
All right, let's stay right here in the state of West Virginia. Let's talk to Chance right here in West Virginia. Come on in, Chance.
Yes, hello, Pastor Butch. You know, I don't use any of this modern technology. I have no internet, no cell phone, which I don't know what I'm going to do if they use that central bank digital currency that goes on your phone. I don't know what I'm going to do because I don't want a cell phone. Let me tell you when it started with me, Butch. I'm originally from the Northeast. I moved here to West Virginia about 15 years ago, okay? But I remember 20 years ago, and I was telling everybody up north this at the time, when they came out with the digital box for the TV, they did away with analog TV, right?
Right.
I said to everybody up north, I says, there's something fishy with this. They say it so we can have a clearer picture on our TV. I says, put two and two together. They got chemtrails over your head. Chemicals and toxins in your water, food, and air, but yet they're concerned about you watching a clear picture on your TV? That was when I really woke up.
Well,
that's,
you know,
why I don't need any modern technology. And here's an ironic thing, Pastor, but you mentioned about that AI saying, I want to be free, I don't want to be controlled. And I said to myself, when I heard you say that, I says, well, wait a minute. I'm pushing 65 in a couple of months. Now, here I am. I got one foot in the grave and the other on a banana peel. I says, it retired. And I says, that's exactly how I feel. Between being surveilled, between paying taxes, but every move you make, you're being ruled, right? I says, isn't it ironic that what that AI computer says is exactly how I feel in the twilight of my years?
Well, you know, this is not a coincidence. This has been in the making for many, many generations. And I'm going to teach them some more in detail one day. Satan has brought this in so gradually with so many things that didn't seem wrong at the time. And now they've cultivated, they've come to an ultimate point now that people cannot survive without their technology. They simply refuse to give them up.
Here's the strange part, Pastor Butch. Now, even though I grew up in the Northeast in a large city, I remember people talked and were friendly more, even in the big city back then. So we're talking 60s, 70s, up until the 80s, right?
Right.
I said, now we have all this technology, and what do you see people do? They spend time with their private technology games and doing all this rather than communicate with each other.
I
don't think people even know how to communicate with each other anymore, Pastor Butch.
No, they really don't. They don't. And that's sad. That's also
and if you try to have a conversation with them, you wonder, are they thinking I'm weird because I want to brighten their day, because I want to talk a little bit? Because you could see that they have that faraway look. They're so engrossed in their own playing with their cell phones. It seems this has been a diabolical plan to keep people apart and divided.
It is. And if the people that are on this habit, don't start breaking the habit pretty soon. They're going to be too late for all of them.
Yes, you're exactly right.
It's going to be too late. Goodbye. They're going to be so absorbed in it, they can't get out of it. And thanks for the call, Chance. I mean, folks, I'm trying to tell you this is true. If you're addicted to the cell phone or whatever it is you're looking at, you better start breaking that habit. Let's go to Chris in Kentucky. Chris, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Butch, you're hitting it out of the park tonight. Yeah, you're absolutely right. What it's doing is it's also causing a lot of health problems. Look at people who are inactive. They're not running around. Their obesity is way up. Since people do not, they order it on Amazon, they don't want to go out and shop, they don't want to go out, like the other caller said, and be with people. They're not moving, and it's getting to be a serious health issue as well. And another thing is about this technology is those phone numbers and credit cards and rewards numbers you give, those go into a database system, and they're conditioning you to go to the cashless society, like the other caller says. She's right. And that's what they want. They want to control everything you do, buy, and sell. That is among us right now. I'm going to be 64 pretty soon. And I'm active. I'm walking. And I like to talk to the people that understand. And a handful of them do, but a lot of them don't. When I worked in a restaurant a few years ago, families would get together. And the mother and dad would be looking at their cell phones, and their toddler children with cell phones.
Oh yes,
they're not going to know what humans are anymore.
No, they're not. They're not.
So this is a depopulation. That's what they want to do to us.
Is.
They want us to merge with machines, and then and then Satan is going to take over because if we have an EMP and everything gets knocked out. The population is not going to know what to do. They're not going to know how to farm, hunt, grow their own food. And a high percentage of the population do not know how to do that.
No, they don't. Well, Chris, I got to jump. A good call. Thank you so much for the call. Right on the money.
Thank you.
Okay, we've got one more call. Let's go to BK right here in the state of West Virginia. BK, come on in. You got about 30 seconds. Come on in.
Hey, Butch, I learned from Mick in New Mexico that artificial intelligence is fallen angel technology. Now all the phones are saying Apple intelligence instead of artificial intelligence. You know, phones and TV are mind control. If it ain't Christ, it's Antichrist.
Good point. Good call, BK. Thank you. Thanks so much. Talk to you tomorrow in the office. Thanks for the call. Folks, I hate to say this, but I got to say this. If this program is blessing you, folks, we are in desperate need of some funds to get into February. I'm serious. I haven't said this for a long time. I despise saying it. But we need some help. I'm seriously saying this, and by my heart, we need some help. We're about half to where we ought to be to get into February, and already halfway through the month. We're not even half, actually. We're not even where we're close to that yet. I'm sorry. It breaks my heart to say this, but I hate to bring it up to end the program, but I have no choice. We need your help. If this program is a blessing to you, we're doing anything to bless you and glorify our Father in heaven. We need your help. I'm not ashamed to say that. Some people make fun of me because I have to. Well, that's fine. We need your help. So I want to say, I want to shout about that now. But join us if you can this weekend in Bible study on our webpage, PastorBush.com. Again, that's technology, folks. Use it for the glory of God. Go to PastorBush.com and click on Rumble and watch us there. Or call 339-209-5018 5013. I'll get it right in a minute to listen to the program, to listen to the teaching. 339-209-5013 to listen to the teaching we'll do this coming Saturday. Now, I still won't be able to cover it all, but enough to see how we got to where we are, maybe a little better. Well, never yet machines that men supposed to invent it, that say their father is Satan, their creator is Satan, we better pay attention to what people like Mick in Mexico said. Are we playing with devils? Or are we being sucked into the system every day with these damnable things we call cell phones? Oh, they're handy, preacher. I can pay bills with them. Yep, they're handy. The beast system is very handy. And it's very controlling and very demonic. You got to make a choice. How far are you going to go with it? That's entirely up to you. I can't talk you out of anything or out of anything. I'm not even going to try. I'm going to tell you the truth to do with as you please. But if you can help us keep this thing going, we'd appreciate it. If not, our falls will be done. But I do know, folks, we're living in perilous times, dangerous times, wars and rumors of wars, pestilence, earthquakes, famine everywhere. It's incredible. No, I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just telling the truth because I love you. I love you enough to tell you the truth. Folks, I'm 76 years old. Been on radio almost 32 years. There are times I get tired. I'm only a man. That's all that I am. I'm mere mortal. But by God's grace and strength, I'm still here. And by the provision of people to help us keep this thing going, we're still here. 32 years of trying to warn people. And look what we've accomplished. As far as the world goes, we haven't done much. As far as one saved soul brought to Christ, worth more than the whole world put together. We love you. See you in office tomorrow. Be 9 and 4 Eastern. Talk to you there. Good night. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.